Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. Symbiotica.com.
Well, and another well. The Mavs are off to a great start, a blinding start, some would say. So are the Timberwolves. And meanwhile, we have the ascension of one Tyrese Maxey of the 76ers. And we'll also talk about some bad business decisions. I almost stumbled over that because some of these decisions were questionable. And we have even more with comedian Blex. What did I just say? I mean, and even more with comedian Blake Wexler on today's episode. Leave that in, Brian. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm producer Jabari.
And this is Miles and Jabari.
Sometimes
got mad boosties. Got mad
boosties. 3-on-1. Davis loves LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Hello, Blex Wakeler. Good to have you on.
Hi. So good here as Trex Blarster is, yeah. Trials play. It's great to see you. Yeah.
I don't know how I blexed that one.
Jabari Davis.
You know why? It's because I know you well enough that I don't even have to look at the script, and then I can just get tongue-tied just with all my excitement for having you on the show. Blake, you have your first hour, your hour comedy special on the YouTube, Daddy Long Legs. People should check into that. I think for people who listen to the other podcasts that Jack and I do, the Daily Zeitgeist, they've seen, they've heard, they know how hilarious you are. But this one is good. And you want people to go check it out.
Yeah. It just came out about a month ago. A bunch of people have watched it. A lot of people from the Zeitgeist family have watched it. And is very proud of it. Incredibly proud of it. I stand behind that comedy special.
Okay.
So check it out. Check it out. You will like it. You will like it, or you're wrong.
What would make you more proud? That comedy special or a Sixers title this year?
Ooh.
Let's just get right into it. It's not even close. It's a thing where I've turned my back in a way, and I am a very positive person. So it's not like me. And it's their fault, because I now am like, oh, okay, I'm negative. And it's like, no, you're not. They did this. The Sixers did this to you. They fundamentally altered your personality for the worse. And not even talking about my life. It's just what do I have? Not my personality.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is. It makes me sick. And now they're doing the thing. I'm sure we'll get to it. But I know so many people who are saying, Blake, let's go to a Sixers game. Blake, do this. And I go, no. Because I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I will only make the same mistake 9 years in a row, and I'm done doing it.
I'm not doing 10. But how are you? I mean, I know the we know Sixers fans well. They're part of our lives. We care about them deeply, and this always happens. We're like, I mean, look at the state of the 76ers currently. 8 straight at the time of this recording. Okay, we have Tyrese Maxey putting up 50 points. Okay, Embiid putting up 37 as a duo. They're dynamic. What could you be upset about? Who's been playing like this? Not since Will Chamberlain.
You're right. That's since Will the Dipper. I think he's one of the biggest Dippers I've ever seen. By the way, people have challenged me on that, but I would say as Dippers go, one of the biggest, and if not the biggest. So this is the problem with this team, is that the torture that I and my Sixers family, and by that I mean the O'Brien family, have been through since the process, is they are 8-1, and they also have, it's a fun, in theory, it's a fun core. And here's the thing with, I'm the biggest Embiid fan. I love Embiid. Throughout this journey, Embiid, personality-wise, love him. Not his fault that he would get hurt, but he is complicit in part of, through no fault of his own sometimes, and his fault directly, a part of the torture where, you know, he would get sick, he got elbowed in the face. Like, there's just been bad luck associated with Embiid, even when he won the MVP. So now we have this team, it's 8-1, and there's Tyrese Maxey, which is so close to drawing me back in, because he's a guy so close where we weren't even going to get. So he is the Markelle Fultz that was promised, you know, and he is so good. And he's something that the 76ers team has never been, which is pure joy and happiness. And he's young. And the way he plays, he's having fun. He always has a smile on his face. And his game is so perfectly complementary to Joel Embiid. And the way that he has grown, where I can't remember, there was this first overall pick that we had who just refused to play and practice with a cell phone in his pocket, went to Brooklyn, and then... Thank you. So he did not evolve his game. He didn't learn to shoot. And then you have Maxey, who has worked on improving his game, and look how great he's been.
Yeah.
I'm so close to being drawn back in, and we almost didn't get him. Literally, it was like a pick that if Oklahoma City had lost the final game of the year, that pick would have turned into a second round pick. And yet somehow we got that pick of Tyrese Maxey, and he fell in the draft after he went to Kentucky. So I'm getting close to being drawn back in, but I am proud of myself. I'm not going back in, though I do love Tyrese Maxey and I'm cheering for him and Embiid, obviously. But I hope the Sixers get moved to Newark.
Right.
But okay, so with all of that you just said, 8-game Tyrese Maxey being literally unlocked, being unshackled, if you will. Tobias Harris playing well, Nick Nurse, the new system, everything looks great. Embiid, honestly, every bit as good, if not better, than his MVP year.
Yeah.
You're not back yet? I don't know if I believe that. I feel like...
I know you're back. You don't want to admit you're back, because I feel deep down you know you're going to meet your best friend in the second round, and then you start the timer all over again. I know that's what's going on. There's no way you can look at this and not be like, yes, and know that it's obviously doing harm to you, but that's just how addiction works. Sometimes you're like, honey, but it's okay. Let's just do one more ride.
Can I tell you something? All of my comedic and wanting to be a good guest sensibilities right now want to yes and you and be like, you're right, I'm back in. I can't even do it. I honestly can't. I'm so far out. I can't even
that's
be a
so
good
wild.
Guest. On this. It's crazy.
But and for the record, you bring up Nick. You are watching.
I'm watching because it's just in there.
So
I say,
you are like watching. Exactly. That's what I know. But you're not back. I get it. But you are beholding. You're beholding the sight, the vision.
I'm not even ducking my head around a corner. I'm doing one of those things in a war movie where I have like that mirror that doesn't exist anywhere, but these people have for some reason in war,
right.
Where
an
they
angled
stick
mirror.
It like around the corner and look to see if there's like a person poking out trying to shoot you. That's what I'm doing where I don't watch. It's a Medusa situation where
indirect.
I'm not watching the Sixers straight on. I'm watching them through a mirror. In my
just to make just to give some distance, you're like, well, this is actually the play happened in the reverse visually of what I actually saw because it's being mirrored. Okay.
Exactly. And real quick, as good as the vibes are right now, Kelly Oubre, who's having his best season, just got hit by a car.
I know.
So that's great. Just a Philadelphia driver hit him, hit and run, and he's fine. Thank God. Like he has a fractured rib, but I think, and also just period. Thank God he's okay. Full stop. And then also. He should be playing, I think, again, probably in a couple weeks. Like it's not a season-ending thing, which is
Nick
great
Nurse
for him,
said that he came to practice that as we record this and said he like rode the bike and was, you know, on his way. So that's good. So it's not too messed up. But I get it.
Most beautiful eyes in the league. Kelly Oubre, first team, all eyes,
All eyes.
Okay, that's so let's go team. Down the list again.
Okay,
Tyrese Maxey, great. Joel Embiid, great. Nick Nurse, hey, welcome here. Welcome to the city of brotherly love. Tobias Harris playing well. 8-1 start, you know, leading the Eastern Conference. Kelly Oubre, you know, having a great year and, you know, knock on wood, be back, you know, playing well. And Kelly Oubre's eyes, and we still can't get you to go there.
It's the eyes. It's going to be a combination of his eyes and when Maxey's the bridge back in. And obviously Embiid, too. It's now here's God. I really need I'm in therapy. So it is like it's a thing that I hope my therapist doesn't listen to this because she's gonna be like, oh, he doesn't listen to a word I say. But if I do get dragged back in, it's obviously gonna be first and foremost Maxey. Nick Nurse, it's hard to even acknowledge that there's a coach on this team ever. So you know, like Brett Brown, when he was there, he didn't deliver really, but he was such a likable guy. So you watch this guy get tortured by this ridiculous team. And then, you know, Doc Rivers has shortcomings, of course. I think he's a little underrated. I think Doc Rivers takes more crap than he deserves. But and now you have Nick Nurse, who seems like he plays acoustic guitar and he's interesting, I guess, and wears cool clothes. But yeah, it'll be I think Maxey will probably end up bringing me back in until he retires midseason, probably for no reason.
I want good things for you, you know, because I don't want people to get caught in their cynicism, you know, unless, you know, maybe you have the misfortune of liking the Clippers or something, but I don't want somebody to get caught in this cycle of underachieving and frustration. I want you to have belief, you know, because I think it's a beautiful thing. And I certainly like watching. It's so funny because even though I see it happen every year, I'm like, oh yeah, they're cooking. Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
And then, but it's just so funny. I feel like there's more people, like maybe all the Philly fans are just willing it into existence with their negative, like, wait till the second round. Then we're right back. But hey.
It's so funny. Yeah, we'll see. They are on paper more fun. And we'll see. They'll probably add a third person where I know a lot of fans, Sixers fans want like a Zach LaVine.
Yeah, you should take him. You should take him.
Why are you so eager?
Lakers fans are also saying the same exact thing. And
oh, funny.
They're like, yeah, maybe him. I'm like, well, let's not get too caught up in the recency bias here. Let's take an expanded view of what we're talking about here.
No, yeah. It's true. Yeah. I think it's more that he's gettable for those reasons that you're just saying. I think you're alluding to. But
right.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see. I'm so damaged.
It's okay.
Get you to chime in on this one. Are they playing like the best duo in the league right now? I recognize that on paper.
Right now, you don't have to say they're going to win. You can win it all, but best duo in the league.
Thank you for handling me with kid gloves. Yeah, no, I do believe they are playing that way, and also, you know, Embiid does get moody. You can't blame him, and he's had difficulty in the past connecting with say like a Ben Simmons, and he seemed to get along well enough with Harden, but it does seem like there's, I think he used the phrase big brother, little brother situation with him and Maxey. And I think if you have a guy that much younger than Embiid is and who does not divert, but defer to Embiid when the time is right and also helps his game, spreads the floor. It is a really special combo.
Right.
So, yeah, I think right now they're incredibly... who would you have in that conversation? Other like Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart? Who else would you put in as the dynamic duos?
I mean, you know, like the obvious ones or the big names or like
Jalen Brown and
Jalen Brown and Dylan Brooks, clearly. Mm-hmm. Or no, excuse me, Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks, clearly. No, Tatum and Jay and
Jalen Brown. Yeah, I threw you a whole bunch of names that have in common.
Jumbled
them. You're doing great.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of them. It's like if we talk about
what's the most popular name in the league.
They've got like seven Jalen's on OKC's roster. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah,
but Brooke and KD, Giannis and Dame. Right now, like those names are bigger, but I think I actually think that that combo is playing the best so far.
Yeah,
I think so through nine games. Yeah, through the nine.
I'm sure at the end of the season, like everybody was pointing at the numbers of Book and KD, and like, yeah, that was they're like, yeah, 100%. And then there, I get that the Giannis and Dame thing, the excitement there. But I was just asking Jabari before we were recording. I'm like, but what is Dame actually doing? Because I remember in the beginning I saw some great moments and I was like, okay, they're off to something. But then then maybe 2 weeks ago I was catching a game, I'm like, okay, does he like playing defense? And now I was asking Jabari, I'm like, where are the numbers there to support it, or does he seem a little deflated?
I think his I've heard that his 3-point percent, or that he hasn't been shooting threes as well, but I may have seen that on the ESPN bottom line 4 weeks ago, and now I'm repeating it as if it's fact. But yeah, right. I think Jabari.
Yeah, Jabari, where are we at with him?
It's still facts. He's he's shooting in the 20s, and from deep, he's shooting like 37% from the floor. He's never shot an incredible percentage from the floor because he shot so many threes.
Right.
But really, what it and look, like this is me from the outside looking in. What it appears is that they're still going to have to figure that roster out around him. Whether that means bringing in complementary players to actually help him out, Giannis, you know what you're going to get, he's still been playing incredibly well. He had a 54 point night the other night, and I do think that Dame will eventually settle into his own. But part of me does think that it really is a bigger adjustment than a lot of us anticipated, in terms of going from being like the big fish in a small pond to all of a sudden, no, you're expected to win a title this year alongside Giannis.
Yeah, it feels a little bit like, I don't know, like just the perceived slump in his performance. Like, there's no way the not going to Miami thing isn't affecting him. Like, it's hard for me to believe that, because that was like me Christmas of 1992 with the Super Nintendo. I was like, I need that. It's like Smeagol with it. You know what I mean? Shout out to my parents for not letting me go full Gollum and giving me the console of my choice. But yeah, I feel like that there's no way that isn't affecting you as your performances. I know obviously as a professional you should be able to switch gears, and I know there were the rumors were like, dude, he will not play if it is not Miami, and I bet obviously some of that is hyperbole to try and further a deal, but I'm sure on some level that is rooted in some kind of truth for him personally. And I think maybe, I don't know, I hopefully it's just a matter of time and he can figure it out. But yeah, I don't know. It does seem like it's not quite clicking.
He is also a 6'2", 33-year-old, where it's like he has his game.
That sounds like an insult for some reason.
No.
Just in general, like, not even the context of basketball. If you just dude, you're a 6'2", 33-year-old. I don't know why that feels.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, like you. Yeah, Gen Z insults that just cut you to core. Like, wow, man,
that was very sweet.
Anyway, sorry. Anyway, he's a 6'2", 33-year-old.
6'2", 33-year-old. And which I would, tear an arm off to have someone say something like that about me. But it's his body has put, like, he does have kind of some rough mileage on his body carrying those teams. And I think like later in this season, I'm sure there'll be like a 10 game stretch where he's like, I have a sore knee or whatever. And then he'll recover. And then they'll be like the most dangerous team in the league. But, there is also a point to be made. Like he's put hard miles on his body. And now he's like in a new situation. To Miles's point, he didn't get to go to the team that he wanted to go to. and he's not the star anymore.
Right.
It's Giannis, yeah, obviously. So
yeah. All right. Let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more. Maybe some Luka, maybe some Joker. Who knows? It's a grab bag. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
And we are back. I said we are. That's not proper English. How about this one? And we're back. Aha. Got it. Let's talk a little bit. Luka and the Mavs. They're doing pretty well, I'd say. They're doing pretty well. Although it's funny because a lot of our guests over the offseason, they were doing a lot of, there were a lot of their hot takes were like, watch the Mavs not even get a whiff of the postseason, or like, or it's going to be, you know, early lights out for them in the postseason. But, and I get, obviously it's so early, but they're starting from a decent place, I'd say.
Yeah. Look, I was on the opposite end of that. And I'll be honest with you. I thought, I might be wrong about this and I might be going out on a limb, but I felt like they had a great offseason. You know, obviously, you know, if you've been paying attention to the Mavericks over the last, like, say, decade or probably in, you know, their entire existence, but over the last decade, they hadn't had a lot of productive off seasons. It was always like, oh, they went after this guy, didn't quite get him. Or they went after that guy, didn't quite get him. But, you know, they've solidified the roster. It looks significantly better. Luka may finally be the MVP that a lot of people have been begging, you know, for him to be for the last, like, seemingly 3-4 years, even though he's only been in the league 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And you know what? The Kyrie thing, while I personally may have had reservations or questions about it, at the very least right now it's working. So,
yeah,
you know, the things look good for them, especially when, you know, when Luka himself personally plays the Clippers.
Yeah. So the Clippers, had the misfortune of intersecting with this Mavs team recently. And Luka has a bit of, he kind of has their number. Like, he likes to turn up against the Clippers. So in that game, he had 44 points on 17 of 21 from the floor. They went on a 35-4 run in the second quarter. And like, what's the, like, he's always going like above his average. Like, he's overperforming, right, against the Clippers, Jabari?
Yeah, against them in the regular season, he's a 33-9-8 guy. It gets even worse in the postseason, 34-9-10. You know, he scored 40 or more against them 11 times in a regular season and postseason combined. And he even went for 51 last February. It's one of those things where when this Clippers, you know, team was put together, and not to take it away from, you know, not to take it away from Luka, but when this Clippers team was put together, they were, you know, respected journalists and analysts asking questions like, who's going to score in this team? Who on the perimeter is going to score? Well, I'll tell you, it might be a few years later, but it doesn't matter. Luka is the answer to that question.
It is interesting, too, where, like, I have this weird this Tim Hardaway bias, where he's stuck in my head as the guy who was a part of that wild Porzingis trade in 2019 as kind of a throw-in. But now there's players like that where they have a lot of hype around them, and they don't meet that hype. But then after time, you can kind of reset that hype where now they're not being paid in that way anymore. And they now, like, their role changes and become like a complimentary player. And I think this version of, I'm also laughing where you have Luka Doncic, who's one of the, like, objectively the most interesting player in the league. And I'm rambling about Tim Hardaway Jr. right now, but this is a good complimentary player version of him where he comes off the bench. He's given you, like, whatever, the past few years, like 14 to 17 points. His 3-point percentage is, like, pretty good. And obviously, Kyrie Irving, he's just such a hard guy to even acknowledge, but he is, like, you know, they still have a Kyrie Irving. So, yeah, they're an exciting, right. I think, like, a lot of bias in the offseason was Kyrie's going to blow up. And then, you know, Luka, as amazing as he is, hasn't put it all together yet, and that, which is scary because he's still, like, one of the best players in the league. But now they are clicking in a crazy way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Just also the Clippers. We saw, you know, former 76er James Harden come home, you know, to Southern California. And I think, I mean, a lot of people were like, how's this going to go? It seems to be going not good at all. And I'm not trying to make jokes because they're literally 0-4 with him. And I'm like, I was telling Jack before even we recorded, I was like, man, I don't know what's going on. Jack was like, I feel bad for him. I'm curious, how are you looking at what is happening with Harden and the Clippers right now?
They're my new favorite team. No, I'm kidding. So that's who I cheer for now. No, it's, so I always loved James Harden, where I had an Arizona State James Harden jersey.
Yo,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I also, it was the year, it was him and OJ Mayo, I think, was like that. Like, I scooped up a bunch of weird college jerseys that year where I had Arizona State James Harden. I had OJ Mayo, Southern California, and then Michael Beasley,
yep,
Kansas State. And I really, really blew through my allowance that year. But so with James Harden, I was psyched for him to become a Sixer because I thought he could become, because on paper, the guy led the league in assists last year, which is, I think he had over 11 assists per game, over 22 or over 20 points, whatever he scored. And you're like, oh, this guy seems like on paper, the perfect running mate, or it seems as if he's accepted his role now as an aging guy who can't, like, get off the ground anymore. And but still can be a very useful player, but he hasn't accepted that role. He still thinks that he's a top, at worst, a top four player in the league, and he wants to be paid like it. And that is that's why he's not in Philadelphia anymore. So now you put him on a team, and it's, I do want him to do well, because I've always cheered for Harden. Like when he, like in his prime, was one of the most fun players, I think, to watch. It was also infuriating how he would go like foul fishing, but like still, I didn't mind that. And I would love to see this Clippers team. It's classic, this Clippers team, where it's all based on potential rather than what is, where, right. You know, it was the same thing with Paul George. He hasn't been healthy. And then you have James Harden, who thinks that he should still be the number one option on any team. And it's not that surprising. It'll even out, but it's been weird to watch, for sure, them be this bad.
Yeah.
As a fan of a team that started 2-10 last season and then were able to pick themselves out of the gutter, I'm with you in terms of it doesn't have to stay this way, but part of me, and you know what, Clippers fans, you know, like all 12 of you guys out there, I'm not ragging when I say this, but what I will say is the only way this changes is if one of either James Harden or Russell Westbrook accepts coming off the bench and accepts a significantly lesser role. And I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't see that taking place. Now, maybe they can have some players meetings, and, you know, Kawhi can sit there and not say anything. And, you know, Paul George can, maybe chime in and, you know, whatever. But honest to God, James Harden came in and said, I am not just a player. I am a system. Yeah. I am the system. That's not a guy that's going to adjust anytime soon.
No.
And while I don't have any personal beef with him, part of me will continue to enjoy the sadness that Clippers fans are experiencing right now.
Yeah, I mean, the systemitis, you know, you can't. You saw that clip that was going on Twitter when they were playing Memphis, right?
Oh.
When he.
System of a Brown.
Yeah. sir, this is a family show. This is a family show.
Violated. Like,
when
Blake
he was.
The snake.
The way he was. The way he was wiping his souls. Like, this was like high school, like, man, watch this. Cause you know, the camera's only here to watch me, right? Kind of energy to only get rejected twice. Cause was that an air ball or was it blocked?
I think it was a block. He goes and he gets the rebound and he gets blocked again.
Got blocked again. And you're like, oof, that's, well, hey, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to acknowledge, you know, kind of the reality of the situation. But hey, I think. I'm sure something will occur. I've heard the rumor, like there are rumors, you know, flying that, like, you know, Kawhi is really not enjoying what's happening, I think, to put it lightly, which.
Understandably so. Look, all I know is when Kawhi went, you know, chose to go there rather than accepting the Lakers offer, he said, I don't want the silly, basically, I'll paraphrase, because like, I'm just basing this on the eyes that, you know, that he made. But I don't want that nonsense. I don't want the, you know, all of the stuff that comes along with super teams just trying to get thrown together.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he's got now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, my mother always said, if you don't have something positive to say on a podcast, go to commercial break. And that's what we're going to do. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code iHeart for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com, Symbiotica.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back.
Old boy.
Old Blex Wakeler, if yes. It isn't my arch nemesis, you mm-hmm. have wandered into the podcast hot seat, the sports podcasting hot seat, the fastest sports question answering segment in all podcast history, all sports podcasting history, all NBA sponsored podcast history, all NBA iHeart collaborative podcasts that are co-produced together history, to get even more specific, hosted
very specific.
By someone whose family has a background in basketball coaching and another one who does not, but is Blasian. That is all we can say. We do have, that is undisputable. Here we are. It's the fourth quarter round of questioning. What, Blex?
No, you can't poke holes in that statement you just made. It is undisputed.
Try it. Huh? Go ahead.
I can't. I won't. I'm trying to. It's hurting my
other
hand.
Other podcasts, their lawyers try and come for us, and I say, did you hear how specific I got? I didn't say anything that was untrue. Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you want to debate those other things, like Jack or I's family lineage, that's a whole other podcast we're doing. That's a sponsored one. That's a deep dive into our genealogy. But anyway, that's a whole
other thing. That's great you found a sponsor for that.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah. It's difficult. But hey, when you get specific,
yeah, you did it, though.
They love it. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning. We are going to ask you a question. Don't think about it. You just respond. Don't showboat. Keep it quick. Keep it right. Keep it tight. Are you ready? Brian, start the clock.
Brian, I'm sorry he yelled at you.
Me too.
Brian's okay. He played in a lot of bands, so his hearing isn't great. That's why I do it. It's not anger. It's a volume thing. Okay.
For a rapid round, you sure are wading into this slowly.
Wait,
so we're
going
to get to this
at some point.
Good Lord, what is happening?
Okay, you know what? Okay. No, you know what? I appreciate that. I respect your game. I was not familiar with your game. I'm sorry about that.
Nah.
Okay. Here we go. Question number the first. Jabari, you go.
All right. Yeah. Blake, are you ready? I just want to make sure.
I'm ready. Thank you for asking.
Brian, you're ready? Brian, everybody ready?
Let's hold. Let's get confirmation.
Wait,
you with us? Can you just put it in the chat?
Sorry. Okay. Blake, coming up first.
I don't know if Brian's ready. Hold on.
Oh, my man. My bad.
Please keep this.
Okay. This is the whole show. This has always been the show.
All right. So we're good.
Mm-hmm, we're good. We're good. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, Blake.
Yeah.
Give us your best hot take for this NBA season. I know it's already started. And you can kind of get away with cheating and acting like you made it at the beginning.
Yeah.
But give it to us now.
Fire it off.
The Wemby will not win Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I don't think that body's going to hold up. I think he's going to miss some games. I hope he doesn't. I hope he's healthy the whole season. I think who's winning? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be Chet. I can't say, because a lot of people are picking. I guess Chet Holmgren's probably the second most favored, but the kid, not Barnt.
Barnt, Scotty Barnt. Brandon Miller?
Yeah.
From Charlotte?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's you heard it here first. Okay. Brandon Miller is winning.
Okay. Fine.
At least at that.
Blake, you know Philadelphia pretty well, don't you?
I do.
Why?
I'm from I'm also okay. living here currently.
Okay, yeah, fine, yeah, fine. Fine. I guess I'll take that as well. I guess I'll take that as evidence that you know something that's about Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. How about this? One of these gotta go. The Philly cheesesteak, tasty cakes, or Rita's water ice.
You stuck the landing on the water too. I want tasty cakes out.
Oh
wow!
Sweet yeah. guy or just or just overhyped?
You just don't like the taste.
For me, I just think it's just what they almost killed Bill Clinton, and that's why. And I don't want to elaborate. But I will. I think he would have them flown into DC, and that's obviously not why. I just like things a lot more. For me, it's cheesesteaks, Rita's, and then tasty cakes.
I was gonna say, like, I didn't know what else to put, to be honest. If I just can be transparent about how I was forming this question, I didn't know if to put like a hoagie mm-hmm. also, because obviously that's a staple thing, or like a roast pork. You know, I know that's another thing you guys like out there. But I'm glad.
Unwarranted aggression. Yeah, that could be one. Do I want it to go or stay?
Hostility towards the members of your sports teams. One of these Philadelphia staples has to go.
I really appreciate your thorough answer there, but I got to be mm-hmm. honest with you. This is the rapid fire.
That's
round.
Right.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
It's weird. It's supposed to be fast.
Though. It's not Blake's breakdown.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the breakdown. Even you're though right. that, you know what? Let's pitch that.
That's happening off mic.
Okay. I'm around.
You can go back in time. Mm-hmm. And you can permit either there's one right answer here. Okay.
Yeah.
You can permit either AI or Philly Chuck to make a run with this particular squad. Which one are you choosing to take that ride? And don't get this wrong.
It has to be AI. It has to be AI.
Brian, cut his mic. Let's get the hell out of here. Guys, we're done.
You're going with Barkley?
I'm a Barkley stan. So that it.
I'm telling you, I'm with you, Blake.
I'm a Barkley stan too. No one can touch AI. Also, Bubba Chuck is one of AI's many nicknames. So I thought, I'm like, wait, is Philly Chuck? Do you want to call him Billy Chuck?
Oh, no.
Or AI?
You got it. Chuck when he was in Philly. The round mound of rebound, if you will.
Yes.
And I will.
All right.
And why AI? Why this? I believe his name is Allen Iverson.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
He's been in the news.
He's now the vice president of Reebok basketball, Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to him, which that is a cool story. I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
But AI is one of the most, I would say it's hard to find a more interesting athlete, not even just in basketball, than he is, where what he did bringing like to the culture in the NBA, and how people hold him on a pedestal, where I've never seen, when you see him.
Yeah, right. Okay, more on that later. We got to really keep this moving, Blake. So the next question.
So if you go back in history,
nope,
I believe
we're not
the genesis of this was.
We have to keep this moving because you are putting you're putting this. The lawyers are calling me right now. They're like, this is not rap.
I don't want to get you in trouble. Yeah.
Okay. Next one. If an alien came down. Mm-hmm. Right up to your door. Knock. Guess who? You open the door and the alien's like, you need to prove you are a Sixers fan. I don't know how you prove this to me, but prove to me you are a Sixers fan, or I am taking you away in this here spaceship. What do you do or say to show them, prove to them mm-hmm. that you are in fact a Philadelphia Sixers fan? And they go, oh, okay.
Jabari's like, you flip them off. I would open my robe to reveal the fact that I'm wearing an Eric Snow jersey. And then I'd say, good day, sir. And I'd shut the door.
Honestly, the alien would say, all right, yeah, you got it.
The like, alien wasn't right, there playing.
Go, yeah, I have a trip to go on.
Yeah.
Right. Second thought.
The Philly freezer.
Second thought, you want my spaceship? I realize I'm not built for any of this anymore. Shook to my core.
He tosses me the keys. They have keys.
Yeah. It's the Mazda. Wait, what?
All right, was that going? You can take two players from all of history to create your special edition Mad Boosties NBA Jam team. Which two players are you taking? Beyond, you know, Charles Barkley, of course.
Beyond Barkley, I'm taking the glove, Gary Payton, because he will get you the ball back the swipe, his the ability swipe. To get steals. The swipe.
You can swipe from half court.
They called him the glove. I called him the swipe. I would go Iverson and then...
Wait.
Is there an... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. I meant Gary Payton. Gary Payton. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? I'm going Kemp, too. Oh, I'm going to keep it in the family. I'm going to keep it on the 90s. They were so much fun
right.
to play with. What if I was like Detlef Schrempf and Dirk Nowitzki? That'd be too German.
I would say, I see what time it is.
Okay, yeah. Rick Smith and Marc Gasol. Yeah.
Yes.
One of the good ones.
Oh, man. Okay. And last question.
Yeah.
This is important, man. Mm-hmm. I want you to look us dead in our eyes when you answer this. Mm-hmm. Pick one, Jabari or Miles. Go right now. Go.
Miles.
What does that mean?
I'm going Jabari because he books this.
Hey, here it is. I mean, it makes sense to me. I don't know.
Jack still catches strays out here.
Look how replaceable this show is. Like people on this show, Jack. Wow. You can just have anyone come in, you know, whereas like Jabari's permanent. So,
wow.
Yeah. Anyone.
So Jabari catching strays. Yeah. Everybody's catching strays.
Ah! Yeah.
No one's safe when the street sweeper's out here.
Miles was just available. Yeah.
Yeah, you just opened the business.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Well, Blake Wexler, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Mab Boosties. Where do people find you, see you, follow you, hear you, all that kind of fantastic stuff?
Thank you. This was an absolute blast. Thank you for having me. I would love
to
do it again.
On, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
always
the best.
Good having
and,
you.
Yeah. My hour special, Blake Wexler, Daddy Longlegs, is streaming on YouTube. I'm going to be in Asheville December 1st doing stand up. And then I have a new show, weekly show in Brooklyn, New York, where first one's December 16th at Gowanus. In Gowanus at Strong Rope Brewery. So December 16th, 8 p.m. Free, the first one. So come out.
Nice. Yeah. Enjoy some comedy and some suds while you do
some
that.
Suds.
And you can find us, first of all, you can follow the show on @#MadBoosties. Thank you so much. Where, you know, you can stay, abreast with all the findings and developments that we have on the show, including new episodes, things of that nature. And then you can find me on Twitter and all that kind of stuff @MilesOfGray. Jabari, where they find you?
I'm @JabariDavisNBA. Make sure you find Jack @Jack_O'Brien.
All right. And yeah, that'll do it for us this week. We're going to be back next week because so is the NBA. So you can guarantee that. We'll see you then. Take care. Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.